Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
And we are back. Ann Baldwin.
And Lisa DeMattis from The Connection.
From The Connection here for another show. We were having a good laugh before the show started. It was interesting. You tell the story. You tell it better than I do.
We both have Shih Tzus. They're both boys. I have Bocce and Ann has Teddy.
Yep.
And Ann doesn't want to bring him in the studio too much because she knows I might steal him. But no, all kidding aside. So we decided that we would have our boys fixed.
Yeah.
And so I had to make an appointment, and Bocce went on March 17th.
St.
Patrick's Day. So the poor little guy had his lucky charms removed on St. Patrick's Day.
And then what did you do,
Ann?
Teddy had his appointment the day after Easter, so there went his Easter egg.
You see, it's because it's early in the morning, and so we get silly.
Yeah, we do.
But we do love our little dogs.
You know, they said it would change their personality. I haven't really noticed a change other than he doesn't, you know, seem to mark as much outside when he goes out. But his personality really hasn't changed. He's just, I don't know, he's still a crazy dude.
Yeah, I know. So is our guy.
But, you know, that's okay. So we did it, and I felt bad about it.
Me too. I'm regretting it because I could have puppies.
I know. We could be grandbaby, grandmama, Shih Tzu grandmas.
If anyone's out there that, seriously, I'm. This is a call out to people in Connecticut.
You're not doing this.
I am. If anyone knows someone who is having a little baby Shih Tzus or is a puppy, please contact the show and let me know, because I know everyone's saying, oh, go to an animal shelter, et cetera, et cetera. But I really want to say I want a puppy. So if anyone knows, please reach out and let us know.
Okay, so I'll give them my email, which is ann@baldwinmedia.net. Please don't send me hate mail because Lisa wants a purebred baby Shih Tzu.
Please, guys.
And we do understand that rescue is important, but you know what? You want what you want.
I've done rescue dogs before.
Yeah, of course. So anyway, here we are, and we're so excited to be in another time slot as well here on WTIC. Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of people were really, you know, all of our loyal listeners have been tuning into the show for a long time. So we had the opportunity to do what they call an encore presentation at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. So, you know what, if you didn't get enough of us the first time at 5:30, tune in again at 9, right?
That's it.
That's right. And we've got another special guest with us here in studio.
We do.
She's always working behind the scenes. Beth Connor is a chief strategy officer for The Connection.
She's
always getting us great guests and great topics. And, you know, Beth and I go way back when she worked for another organization. And when she came to The Connection, we reconnected like that. And so Beth is here because we're calling this one Ann and Lisa Raw.
With Beth.
But I think Beth is here to keep us in line.
Yeah, she
is. Can you imagine if we really went raw, Lisa?
No, thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
We could talk about things that would make your hair curl.
Howard Stern, step aside.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Or Rude Jude. That's all I'm saying.
But we would probably lose both of our time slots if we were to really talk about what we really could talk about.
I know.
So we just won't do that.
We're not going to go down that road.
So we've got a lot of things coming up. We just had a great fundraiser that was down at the Portuguese Club in Danbury not that long ago with your folks at the salon.
Dawn's Pizzazz.
It was a great event. It was fun, although
there was like 350 people there.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
It really was nice,
but you know, I took Bill with me, and you know, he's all into the food and everything. He wanted to go up to the guy and say, you know, you don't serve cold calamari and you don't serve cold shrimp. But I told him to keep his mouth shut, not to make a scene, but it was really a nice event.
It really was.
Some of the stories that people told, you know,
heartbreaking, right?
Yeah. And you know, suicide prevention was featured that night too. And the one woman I really admired, how she's taken her energy, because what'd she say? She has three sons. A couple of them were in addiction, and one committed suicide.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So now she's turned that into her
organization.
What's the name of that organization?
CARES.
C-A-R-E-S. Yeah.
So she's pretty amazing. That was a really heartbreaking story, and the fact that she's wants to, you know, his memory, let his memory live on and educate people and help others that are suffering. And I think, I suppose that I can't imagine that tragedy ever at all. I think that's horrendous.
And he was older, right? He was like in his 20s or something.
Or 30s.
Late 30s.
Yeah.
I think he was like 32 years old.
Yeah. But so, you turn, I mean, she's really, you know, his legacy, and she's trying to educate people and help others and pass the word on and stigma-free, and that it's really a huge issue. And so that was, yeah.
You know what I wondered about? Oh, go ahead, Beth.
No, I was going to say, Lisa did a great job, too,
oh,
talking
yes.
about services at the Connection for folks that are struggling with dependence on alcohol, drugs, and, you know, so it was really an uplifting evening.
Yeah. It was, and you know, I mean,
message of hope.
It was a message of hope and help.
Yeah.
You know, I think those were the two key messages, and I'm glad that Bill got to hear a lot of what they talked about when they mm-hmm. talked about addiction. And you know, from the speaker's perspective, it's a disease, and mm-hmm. It was good for him to hear that from someone other than myself. You know,
exactly.
It really was, and I think that a lot of people in the room were very moved by a lot of the speakers.
So there. A really sad event occurred on the way home from a close friend of Dawn's from the salon. Her a friend of theirs, a client, she committed suicide.
Oh my God.
And she got the phone call driving home from our event.
Really?
And so, yeah. And so it brings, you know, addiction. So it brings home again the, you know, you keep hearing these stories over and over. Obviously, you know, in the work that we do in the Connection, because we're dealing with clients, you know, we hear this. I have to say that I've heard a rise of just being in the grocery store or the salon or talking to other people outside of work about the rise in suicide and overdoses. It's really scary. There isn't a week that goes by that I'm not hearing about it when I'm out of the office, not talking about things at work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary to me. It's a massive, massive problem. We really can't turn our eye on it. You know, it doesn't see prejudice. It's happening. It's affecting everyone. And I wonder, what is it going to take? If you remember, they were talking about, what is it, 1 out of 5 people commit suicide now? Every however many minutes someone's...
Yeah, there was something like
every 17 minutes or something.
17 minutes?
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
So prevalent.
It is. You know, and I'm from Colorado, and a lot of my family still lives out there. And you know where it's really prevalent there is in the elementary, junior high, and high, I mean, in the schools, in the public schools. I know my niece, who has since graduated, and then my other niece is still in school. I mean, every other day, someone's, you know, a young person is committing suicide. And it's just so amazing.
Tragic.
To me, you know, and that's why I think it's important for all of us and people listening that, you know, you got to take this stuff seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what's the fine line between taking it seriously and overreacting? You know, back in the day, you know, you'd be upset, you'd cry, you'd get angry, and then that was the end of it. But
I don't know. The other thing, too, though, is while some people can hide it well, I do feel that it's our responsibility as good citizens that if you know someone who seems really depressed and there's an issue, that you don't turn your head. You know, there's a lot of issues, I think, too, in school where, you know, if it's, and I don't want to blame it all on bullying, but bullying is a problem. If I really think even kids in school have a responsibility, you would feel like, well, they shouldn't have that responsibility. Bottom line is, if you know a group of friends, if there's a kid that is talking about being depressed or hurting themselves, you got to, you know, you have to report it up to someone. It's not that kid's responsibility to deal with that kid, but to tell someone, right? You can't, how do you turn a blind eye?
Right. Well, and you know, my niece, I'll go back to my niece who has since graduated from high school, but she attempted suicide. And she was bullied. And, you know, I said to my sister, I said, I don't understand this bullying thing. Because back in my day, if you had a problem with somebody, you met them at the flagpole, you punched them.
I was bullied. Were you? In high school, I was.
Yeah, I was once.
And grammar school.
But I just punch them in the nose, and that was the end of it. Seriously. But the bottom line is that, you know, when I talk to my sister about it, she says it's not just your traditional bullying where it's a conversation or an action between two people. Now it's social media.
I know.
So it's out there to stay. It's out there to be shared. It's out there for everyone else to consume. And it, you know, Can you imagine? If some of the stuff that I did was out on, you know, when I was younger, was out on social media, I'd be horrified.
Well, it's another layer of anxiety, I think, that's out there for kids, for adults. Your life is out there. And so you feel like you have to live up to a certain standard. You know, mm-hmm. you got to keep up with all the posts.
And you know, I do a lot of crisis communication for schools. And I can tell you the last three crises that I've dealt with schools right here in Connecticut have been because of inappropriate and or threatening or bullying social media posts. Wow. And when I say they're problems, I mean, these are problems. These are problems, one of which made national news. Okay, so this isn't just like this little bitty thing. These things spiral out of control, and they don't necessarily stay in the place where they were started. They can go beyond our borders and go viral, absolutely. So it really is serious, serious stuff, and so hurtful when you see these people. But, you know, one question I had, too, when I saw all these speakers, how do they stay emotional? I mean, they must talk to so many people so many times over the course, over and over, telling the same story. You know, they were still so emotional. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Did you, is that a weird thought to have had?
Well, I think for some of them, it's still very raw. You know, I think one woman lost her son maybe 2-3 years ago, and she relives it all the time. But I think one of the good things is that these people have channeled that grief into something more positive so they can prevent other people from going through the same thing.
I'm not so sure I could. I don't think you can ever recover from a loss of a child.
I can't imagine.
I couldn't even get up there and talk. I would be a basket case. That's the truth. I couldn't. I don't have the strength.
Right.
I couldn't do it.
And she's written a book too.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so that, you know, hopefully people better understand it, and that's the thing. And that's why, you know, at the Connection, the behavioral health services is that, you know, it's not probably going to fix you immediately, but there's a process that most people have to go through to get mm-hmm. better. You know, whether it's addiction, whether it's mental health, whatever the case may be, at least start at square one and work your way through it.
Beth, I know you were there till practically the end, but did you see these women that came up and started talking to me at the end of the...
I know you told me about them afterwards.
So there was a mother and a daughter that came up to me. Thank you so much for all you do. And I said, well, you know, I appreciate that. It's, you know, the agency. And, you know, it's amazing that you have these programs for women and children and that they can come in and there's housing opportunities and it isn't just one-stop shopping. And could I have your business card? And, you know, her daughter was in treatment back and forth and they didn't realize there was residential, you know, programs. And so that was really great. And I had her follow up. And then other folks are coming up to me, well, what about this and what about that? So it was really, I'm hoping that we expanded some awareness to people mm-hmm. about our services and the diversity and the depth and breadth of, you know, what we do.
Right. And well, and that's how you opened up the evening. You were so down to earth and approachable, mm-hmm. right? And you really spelled out, you got out from behind that podium. And you spoke from your heart, and you spoke from experience. So, you know, that to me, that's one of the key signs of, you know, did you do a good job? You know, because you always ask yourself, how was I? How'd I do? When you have people come up to you afterwards mm-hmm. and ask you for information or start a conversation, that's when you know you hit a nerve, that you did what you needed to do. So that's great. And I think that really shows who you are and your experience. And it was just, you know, I mean, I already know what you do. And I was hanging on every word. It was really, really good.
Thank you.
And I think the important thing, too, to note is that there is help out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, people hung on to those words that you shared because they heard that hope in your voice. And there are services out there that can help people, that can help families, that can help individuals who are depressed, who are struggling. We had on our show last week Chelsea Humphrey, who spoke a little bit about our counseling centers at The Connection
mm-hmm.
and you know, what they do to help people who need to have a check-in or feel that something might be off in their lives. And I think those are the signs that really can't be ignored.
Yeah, and so, you can walk in, too.
You can
walk into one of your facilities.
Exactly.
And if you want more information on the services or where these programs are located, you can go to the website, which is theconnectioninc.org. theconnectioninc.org. And I can tell you from experience, you know, there have been you know, not to poo-poo other providers, but there's a place I went, you know, because I needed a behavioral and health checkup, among other things. And I tell you what, it was not a good experience. It was not a good experience. It was, you know, so what's going on with you? And then it was go see the psychiatrist or whoever it is that can prescribe meds. And then I was out the door. So, you know, I mean, that it was worthless to me. So making sure that you go someplace like the Connection where you're comfortable, you'll be cared for. And more importantly, there's a continuum of care.
Yes. That's key.
It's not just one issue. One issue might lead to another issue. And if you can solve this problem, it might help you with this problem, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, the reason why I believe in the work that we do with the Connection is for this simple reason. It's exactly this. I have seen people get well. I have seen people improve their mental health, their well-being, change their lives, break generational cycles of abuse. Just when I thought I heard the most horrific story, once again, that people can get better and move through. Is it easy? No. Does it happen? Yes. Hundreds and hundreds of clients that I have seen. And that's why I know that treatment works, because of the clients we serve and what the end result is. It's not because I'm here preaching something because of business. I'm here because I see the receiving end of services. And there's nothing better than seeing a client rebuilding their soul and their life. And what the most important thing to me is, when a person's getting healthy, they're making a positive impact on everyone else in their life, and they're changing the community they live in. Mm-hmm. They're changing their children. They're changing their family. They're making, it's not just one impact. It's an impact. It's like the domino effect in a positive way. They're affecting everyone. They're good employers. They're good workers. They're good citizens. They're great mothers. They're improving every, not just women, but in general. I can't even believe it.
And they're grateful. Mm-hmm. For
they're
the
very
services.
Grateful.
And how many times have you had clients, you know, that you've seen through a process, and what do? They come back. They give back. How many of them have you hired? I mean,
we have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do that.
And many speak on this radio show.
Many speak on the show.
Yeah, we've had, it's never too late, right? That's the other thing. It doesn't matter what stage of life you're in or what your issue is. Why wouldn't you want to fix it? You know, I know a lot of people in recovery saying, all I want to do is I want to die sober. Well, you can. You can die clean and sober if you get clean and sober. Or you're going to die. Right?
I know.
So it's just a reality check, and sometimes people just need to hear it from somebody else.
You know, the client that spoke, who's supposed to be on our show, but hopefully we're going to get her on shortly. She said to me, I didn't tell you my entire story because I wanted to be able, she didn't say I want to surprise you, she said I wanted to be able to tell some things. And when she ever said that she was sexually abused from the age of 2 to 10, really? How does that, think about it.
No, I don't want to.
And we see so much trauma in our clients that, you know, you have to wonder, and it's easy for people to judge, right, and say, oh, well, this person, you know, uses because they want to, you know, jump on the system, and they don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that. Really? She talked about her life. She grew up in an upper middle class.
That's just what I was going to say.
Wealthy family.
Very wealthy family. So the money was there, looked like, she said, it looked like the perfect family. But you just don't know.
You don't know
what's going on behind closed doors.
Right. Everyone has a story, and everyone's story is so unique. But there are so many traumas that have put people in bad places. And I think one of the great things about our services is that we meet them where they are, right? Mm-hmm. So if you've experienced a life of traumatic events, if you, you know, we see all kinds of different backgrounds sort of leading people to where they are today. All you need to do is take that first step in the right direction and want to make changes in your lives. And then we're here to wrap around you with those services and move you along your journey.
And it's not a money grab. I mean, I've seen that. And I tell you, since I've been working with you folks, I've turned my attitude around, because I used to think, oh, you just want more people so you can get more money from the state, so you can get more reimbursements. But we all know, I'll just say from what I see, a lot of that stuff is dried up. So, you know, you do this stuff because you believe in what your mission is. at the connection. It's not a money grab.
No.
And speaking of money and raising money,
well,
because
we have to do that.
There is no money.
There's a segue, yeah.
There's a segue right here. But I got to tell you first, I wish this wasn't radio so people could see this. Who did your logo for this golf tournament?
That was done by Noemi Kearns. She has a company in Guilford called Ink and Pixel.
Oh, my God. So it's so cool because she took the Connection logo and she made it into golf tees. That is so.
We love you. We love you. Naomi.
Well, now that we're on at 9 o'clock, maybe she's up and listening.
She might be.
Okay, so if you want some good graphic design, she does a great job.
Well, you can see that on our website as well, and we'll be talking about golf, but it's www.
You don't have to say www.
Oh, sorry. Theconnectioninc.org.
Yes, theconnectioninc.org. You know, that's the new thing, right?
True.
Don't say www.
True.
You don't have to do that anymore.
It makes me think of world wrestling, whatever.
Yeah, WWF.
Yeah.
WWF. So the golf tournament is coming up. It's Monday, June 24th, which is right around the corner. And it's at a beautiful golf course, which is H. Smith Richardson Golf Course.
Which is located in Fairfield.
Fairfield, that's right.
Right.
Everything's beautiful in Fairfield.
It is.
Including the people. Tickets are $175 for each golfer, and if you just want to go to the dinner, there's going to be some prizes. It's just $50 for that, and you're really asking people though to get registered and get get signed up for this because space is always limited when
yes.
it comes to golf tournaments.
Right.
So
pre-registration, and if you'd like to sponsor, we're looking at all different levels of sponsorships, starting with tee sponsors and going to. You know, the sky's the limit.
We'll have raffle items, donation.
Yep.
What else are we doing?
Silent auction.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So, again, mark your calendars for June 24th. Go to theconnectioninc.org if you want more information. And I'm sure
it's really fun.
Yeah, golf is fun.
We're anticipating another sellout. So, get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now.
You can go to the website for information.
Great.
And,
yeah.
Or you can call Mary Ann. At 860-343-5500. Her extension is 1106. So call Mary Ann. She's a friendly voice on the other end of the phone. And even if you don't golf and you want to come and support us, come for dinner.
You know, and I find sometimes
food is great there,
the
too.
Food is great. And I find you can get some really great silent auction and raffle tickets. Did you get your raffle basket?
I did.
You know,
one at the event.
So back to the event, you know, Beth has me watch her tickets and you just let me know if I won. Well, it was one of the last items.
Yeah.
And she wrote her name on the back. Smart. Beth Connor, and you were talking to somebody else. I'm like, I looked at Bill. I go, maybe she doesn't know she won.
Thanks a lot.
So that was a cute little basket,
wasn't it?
What was in it?
Actually, it had some really
nice
things. So there was a bracelet that I haven't worn yet in it, but I love it. I'll have to show it to you. My two jewelry queens sitting next to me here. So it had a beautiful piece of jewelry. It had a gift card for a gift shop in Bethel, Connecticut.
Oh, yes.
Silver Touch.
Yeah, that's a great store.
So I can't wait to go down there and use the gift card. And then it had a lot of lavender things. So a beautiful lavender candle. And
nice.
Yeah, and some
You'll
notebooks.
Have to let me know when you go down there.
Well, this has been fun, and time has just flown by, has it not? And again, I want to give you my website because people do reach out to us. They've got comments, or sometimes they send us gift cards for some of the programs. Like we got our good friend, the Dunkin' Donuts mystery person out there.
Mystery person.
And I'm telling you, you've served a lot of coffee and donuts, so we thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Ann, at baldwinmedia.net. That is our email address, my email address.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been fun. Thanks, Beth, for
coming on
board.
Thanks for letting me do raw.
Absolutely.
Hey.
You're special, you know. And we want to thank you because we wouldn't be here and couldn't do what we do without all of you listening to this particular edition of The Connection
on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yay! Enjoy the rest of your day and thanks again for listening. Yeah.